Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
All right, any of the interviews over this past week, they've been absolutely phenomenal following this story about Guatemalan people coming to this country, seeking asylum, and ICE saying, we don't have any room for them here. We've got to drop them off to churches. Any of those things, any of those interviews, text the word podcast to 411923. Subscribe to Mac and Gatos podcast on Google Play or iTunes. Not only do you get the Big Four at Four, you get the All Arizona Daily Download, but you get the big interviews with local and national newsmakers, the kind of information and entertainment that we brought to you for the past 10 years. Subscribe to the Mac and Gatos podcast, text that word to 411923.
So we've been on this story about ICE dropping off hundreds of immigrants right here in the Valley. Yesterday on the show, we talked to KTAR News Director Martha Maurer. She spoke with basically the head of ICE in Phoenix.
The majority of the apprehensions, and I'm talking about people caught at the border, the majority of them are not coming from Mexico, even though our border is with Mexico. They're coming from Central America. It's higher than 80% are coming from Guatemala alone.
So I didn't know that until yesterday. 80% of the people coming over are from Guatemala, and a lot of them, ICE, they don't have room for them in these detention centers. So ICE is dropping them right here in the Valley, and some churches are taking in these families. So First United Congregational Church has taken in hundreds of immigrants who have claimed asylum this week. And joining us now is KTAR reporter Allie Vetner. And Allie, you spoke to the pastor of this church today, correct?
Correct.
Okay. What is the pastor telling you? Because, like, normally they take in how many immigrants compared to this week?
I'm not sure what the normal amount is. He says they've never gotten over 100 people. From my conversation, my takeaway with him, I would say a normal amount would be 20 to 30 people. From what he made it sound like with their immigration funding that they have at their church and things that they fundraise or not fundraise, but they keep in for a rainy day, what they go back to when they need these food, they need these supplies, things like that. And so he told me this time it's different. And that just like really stuck with me. Like he was like, it's our church and a couple other churches here in the Valley have over 100 people. That is outlandish.
So instead of 20 or 30, they have over 100.
Each church.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. From what I understand, ICE will send out, hey, today you could get none and two may show up, or you may get 10 and 12 show up. It's very odd. And it's usually low double digits. Now you're getting hundreds in one day, and more may come the next day. Okay, so you're operating at, you know, you've got like 20 to 30 beds. Where do hundreds of people sleep? Where do you get the food? Where do you get the medication? It is, from what I understand, it's overwhelming for these churches.
Yeah, it really strikes you when you walk into a church, and it's in downtown, so you kind of get the downtown vibe anyways. There were probably 20 cots, maybe more. I only saw a certain area. I saw people sleeping on wooden church pews.
Right, because they don't have the room.
Yeah, and there were plenty of children. I would say there may be, if not the even amount of adults that I saw, there may have been more children. But it was unreal. And, I mean, he told me that they were dropped off Tuesday. It's now Friday. A lot of the flights, a lot of the buses have been canceled because a lot of them were going to Florida and the East Coast because of the hurricane. So this really extended their stay. He said majority of the children that showed up had pink eye and the adults had bad colds. He said in this, when they arrived on Tuesday, they spent almost $2,000 on medication.
Really?
Alone.
Yes.
Yeah.
So Allie Vetner's joining us. She was at the First United Congregational Church today talking to the pastor. They've taken in hundreds of immigrants. Does this church have an immigration budget because they do this so often? Not in this number, but
no. And he says it doesn't matter if they're immigrants or they're not. We have a fund that we have our doors open no matter what to help our community. And what really struck me is that he talked about James Pennington, senior pastor. That's his name. I just want everyone to know. He talked about their church being an older building, and it's a beautiful church. It has a beautiful white chapel, and it has really taken a hit the last couple of days with 100 people. He said their plumbing has been backed up twice.
Oh, I'm sure.
Because of how many people. And so that church is now facing those plumbing fees. And then in addition to that, they have such an influx of people staying that their garbage dumpsters are overflowing. And I'm not sure what, if it's Waste Management or if it's Phoenix or whatever, but they said they're facing fines because they're
too
much garbage. And they're calling them, asking them to come pick it up sooner than their actual trash pickup day. They're calling their local businesses around them, hey, can we come dump some trash in your dumpsters? We have 100 people that are usually not on our property. That's kind of creating more garbage than we usually have.
Allie Vetner, KTAR news reporter, talking about the Guatemalan refugee or asylum seekers situation with a local church here, a pastor. Usually they may get anywhere from 10 to 20 people. They are now getting hundreds, so they are inundated. Do they want help? Do they want help from the public? I know that one church that we talked to said, no, we don't want this publicized, really. We're struggling, but we are going to stay within our community. We don't want to put it out to other people or the community at large.
I went in there just trying to tell the facts. It's hard because of obviously being an emotional person. I come in and I want to help everyone. I want to smile. I want to hug these kids. And I want to be able to tell people, hey, this is where to go donate stuff. When I was there for probably an hour this morning, I saw probably 5 different people walk in with the doors open, the gates open, and they said, I'm here to volunteer. And they have people just walking in and they say, I'm from this church. I heard about you. And I want to drop off this case of water. I want to donate this. But I went live during the 12 o'clock expansion today after I did my story on this. We had 4 or 5 calls and they said, I didn't catch the name of this church. Can you tell me that again?
Does the church
doesn't sound
want,
like it.
Yeah. Does the church want people to show up and accept, or can they not handle the influx
I don't think
a bunch of people dropping off stuff?
I don't think they want to publicize it. I think that this is just my take on listening to what you're saying, Allie. They're not going to publicize it. They're thinking some people will come by, drop off a donation. Maybe the people that go to this church can chip in. Is that kind of what it is?
At the beginning of my interview with Pastor James, he told me, at first, we didn't want to do stories on this. These are people's lives. They're in a fragile state. But then when it got to this point, he was like, we can't deny this. Their stories have to be told. Mm. Their journeys need to be recognized. And it sounds like, I mean, from what I saw, there were tables of donations of whether it were companies donating shirts or someone with 40.
Right. Okay, let me ask you this. Will information about what they need be posted on our website? If people want to help, can they go to our website and will there be a list of things they need? Or again, do they just, you know, we don't want an influx of people donating stuff?
I'm not sure if there's a list of donations that are needed, but there is a story on KTAR.com from what Nylea and I went and we interviewed this morning. Mm-hmm. So I know that information of the church will be on our KTAR.com. I'm not sure if the donations is there,
right,
but I can contact the pastor and we can update that on KTAR.com.
Allie, did you ask Pastor James if they're going to start turning people away because they simply can't take it anymore?
No, they won't turn anyone away. From my understanding, they had almost 120 people when they were dropped off on Tuesday. Now there's probably about 40 or 50 people left. Their flights were delayed. Their buses were canceled because of the hurricane. But he did say that they are hearing more buses will be coming into
town. How often do they stay? Like a night or two? Or is it for a week?
He said it's never been this long. So from my understanding, it's probably a day or two. And it's when someone can get in contact with family.
Right.
But a lot of these people didn't even talk to their family for a week. And they weren't even aware that they've already made it here or they're out of the detention centers.
All right. Allie Vetner, KTAR reporter, spoke to a pastor of the church here in the Valley. Hundreds of people dropped off there just this week. ICE did that, claiming asylum. Allie, thank you very much. Allie Vetner. Okay. In 1 hour, we want to let you know we're going to talk to another KTAR reporter, Nylea Leon.
She's covering another angle.
So Allie had the angle of let's talk to the pastor and see what's going on. Nylea spoke to immigrant families who were dropped off by ICE. So she spoke to specific people. Nylea will join us at 3:30. So make sure you're here for this. We'll give you the best coverage of this story in the Valley.